Psalm 119, verse 89, Isaiah 55, verse 11. You have Psalm 119, amen. Verse 89, please say amen.
Amen.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Isaiah 55 and 11 says this, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. We're going to blast the shofar, so we want you to give the Lord praise for his word this morning. Come on. Amen. Let's lift it up for the praise for the word of God. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And if the Lord will allow me, I'm going to minister on the thought, God will do it. God will do it. Look at your neighbor and speak that today. God will do it. Amen. Come on. Now touch him as you speak it and say, God will do it. Hallelujah. They hear it. They feel it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God will do it. Amen. He will do it. Praise God. Last week's events here in America, amen, were truly historical in the way that they happened, amen. It doesn't matter, amen, which side that you were on, amen, with what took place this week, amen. I believe that, amen, how things happened was truly by the work and the hand of God. Despite how many feel relief, amen, there are still those that don't, amen, and there's always going to be, amen, that division there, but the division is still present. Can I remind you that evil is not going anywhere?
Right.
Amen. Evil has been here from since the garden. Amen. And it is not going anywhere. Amen. But can I tell you that our government cannot be our confidence?
Right.
Amen. Praise God. I will tell you again, our government cannot be our confidence.
Right.
Faith in man's ability to bring unity and victory is not biblical.
Right, right.
I said faith in any man, woman, boy, or girl, in any humanity to bring unity and victory is just not biblical.
Right.
The government is and always will be on the shoulders of the Messiah.
Right.
Yeshua HaMashiach,
yes,
when he came,
on.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes.
The government was upon his shoulders. The weight bears on him, not on us. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Hallelujah.
On.
Amen. So you got to understand that we do not put our faith in man's ability to bring unity or victory. This is why it's on the shoulders of our Messiah. And this is the very reason why at the end of it all, it is a spiritual war.
Right.
It always has been and it always will be. Somebody help me in this place. This is one thing I am confident that God specializes in using, placing, taking all things that the enemy meant for evil and working them for their good. Can I tell you that God will not allow anything to interrupt the prophetic plan that was already put in place long before you and I were ever thought of or conceived? So at the end of the day, we must not be afraid. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. But that's why at the end of it all, it is a spiritual war. And can I tell you that the fog of war is in the atmosphere? We, as the body of Christ, we need to discern fact from fiction.
Right.
Amen. We, as the body of Christ, discernment is essential in this hour that we are living. Amen. The fog of war is there. How many knows that, amen, when you're in the fog, that it's hard to see directly in front of you? But eventually, when you get to a certain place, the fog does not have the ability to hinder what you are able to see. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? So just because it is, amen, a time of war in the atmosphere, and it is, amen, the heavens, hallelujah, are filled, amen, with the conflict that is going on, hallelujah, and the fog of war is present, hallelujah, in the atmosphere. That's why we need to discern from the fact from fiction. And there's a lot of fiction that is being sent out, being distributed, amen, praise God, to all the world. But in all the confusion and in all of the chaos, there is one thing that will not change. I said in all of the confusion and in all of the chaos, there's one thing that will not change. Let's look at Matthew 24 and verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So in all of the confusion and all of the chaos and in all of the changes that we are witnessing, there's one thing that will not change, and that is the word of the living God. I'm trying to lay the foundation, but I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In these times to make us lose confidence in the prophetic word of God. I said it is his strategy in these last times to get us to lose confidence in the prophetic word of God. There are two forms of God's word. The one form is the logos, or the written word. The other form is the rhema, which is a spoken word. It is the word uttered. It is the word spoken. Can I tell you that the written word has already been put to the test? I said the written word has already been tested. It has never failed, and it never will fail. So if you don't have anything else to stand on, stand on what's already been written. When Jesus was approached by the Satan, amen, and he began to tempt him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. He didn't say we wouldn't need bread to live, but he said that's not what's going to sustain us. He said man will not live by bread alone, but he'll live by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Father. I need somebody to give a shout right there, because nothing has ever changed what's been written. The prophet who utters a rhema word has to be tested. So you don't believe every prophetic word that a man or woman speaks out. We got tons of it running all through the world wide web. But I'm glad that somewhere there in the atmosphere, amen, above the eye cloud, hallelujah, up there in the heavens, there is a truth that stands and it prevails. And it will buckle down and it will destroy every word that is from the man and from man's heart and his emotion.
Amen.
So the prophet, the rhema word has to be tested. But it doesn't take away from the fact that there is a prophetic word. What is a prophetic word? That which has yet to come to pass. Whether it's been written or whether it has been spoken. Are we clear on that? Because I'm going to use that phrase of prophetic word. So what I want you to think, it's a yea, I say unto you thing. But if the Lord spoke it and had it written and it has not come to pass in your life yet, that is a prophetic word. That is a word. Now when you speak it and you utter it and make it a living word from out of your be business as usual, because it ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. The fight is hard from over. There ain't no man or woman ever sat in any governmental office, amen, that's been able, hallelujah, to bring to pass every word of God. It's only God who has the power to bring it to pass. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but his word shall stand unmoved.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Great Britain's preparing for the great king and their country to rise up. I don't have any proof, but I saw some pretty credible words that I guess at the end of all of Great Britain's videos about their king, King Charles III, the music for joy to the world, the Lord has come, plays in the background. I got news for every king and every kingdom. You're going to bow to the name of Jesus. Oh, might be part of the new age and the new world order. I don't discount none of that. I believe there's a lot of that. Amen. Probably more than you want me to believe. I believe it to be. But hallelujah, it still doesn't change the fact that when we step into, hallelujah, our bedrooms at night and we lay our head on the pillow, we got to put our confidence first in what's already been written. And he has it written that his people shall not be denied. Here's what we got to get in our bellies. You know, that's where that ruach comes from. Huh? We got to get in our bellies and get beyond the word. Not just that God can, but it's that he will.
Come on.
A great majority of you in here believe when I preach that God can do what I said.
Yeah.
But the difference is you got to believe that he will.
Yeah.
Well, come on, somebody.
Yeah. Come on.
Do you hear me? You got to believe that with all of your heart that he will do it, and he will do it through you.
Yeah.
Not that he just can do it. Oh, somebody better help me. We've wasted enough time on the can. On God can. God can do. It's time that we get to he will do it.
Yeah.
And he will do it through you. He will do it through you.
Yes.
Come on. God, somebody help me. We've wasted enough time believing that God just could. But we got to shift to he will. Now look at your neighbor. Don't just touch him, but tap him. And say, God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. Oh, come on, somebody. Work with me. Stay with me. We've wasted enough time believing that he could do it. Amen. Now we got to shift to that he will. If you have confidence that he can do it through someone else, then the enemy has already won over you. If you have confidence that he can do it through someone else and not you, then you've already allowed the enemy to win over you. But God does it for one. Come on now. You better hang with me if I'm in the mood for you to leave me.
Okay, that's right.
Amen. That's right. You better hang with me because I'm in the mood for you to leave me. You got neighbors. They done talked to you. They done touched you. Hallelujah. They got more where that came from.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I said, I've come today settle it, that he will do it, and he'll do it through me. I said, I've come today to settle it. See, you say, how can you say that? Because the word has already been settled. I read it to you from David's writings. Hallelujah, 119 and 89. The word is settled in heaven. So if the word is settled, I can confidently say, I come today to settle it, that he's going to do it through you.
Yes, come on. Amen.
See, here's the plan of the enemy. Everybody here know who the enemy is? You don't? It's the Satan.
Yeah, right.
In the Hebrew, it's the Satan. It's just a title.
Right.
What it means is adversary.
Yeah. Right.
Ain't nobody in this room your adversary.
Right.
Ain't nobody sitting in a seat of power your adversary.
Right. Come on. Yeah.
We all have a common adversary from the north, south, east, west, all to the ends of the earth, to every corner, to every place, to every kingdom, and every country, and every nation, to every place of power. We all have one common adversary, and he's out to destroy. Here's the plan of that adversary. He wants to negotiate with you that God will do it through someone else, but just not you.
No. It's a lie.
We spend too much time negotiating with the enemy. And that's his plan. He wants to negotiate that. Oh, because we feel comfortable. And, well, at least we're not saying that God won't do it. We're not saying that God can't do it. We're just not sure that he will do it through me. So you'll negotiate and just come to a common ground. Nowhere in the scripture.
Good word.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the enemy wants to negotiate. That's his plan. That God will do it through someone else, but just not you. See, our adversary is a thief. And he comes to do nothing but steal, kill, and destroy. Do you get that?
Yeah.
That is his ultimate strategy.
Right.
To kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. See, we got to stand against that broken strategy.
Right.
Come on.
I said we got to stand against that broken strategy. Let's look at some scriptures in Isaiah 59, verses 14 through 19. Amen. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Where are we now? The strategy is broken. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. This is why you're a target of the enemy. Anyone that departs and pulls from evil is now a target. You are now a prey. There's no way of getting out of it. The only way to get out of it is to side back on the side of evil. Compromise, lukewarm, so-so, average, just enough, barely getting by. That's not the will of God. The strategy's broken, and we got to come against that broken strategy. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Hey, hallelujah. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him.
Hallelujah.
You get that?
Yeah.
God can take care of himself.
Right.
Well, yeah.
He don't need you and I. He don't need us. He wants us, but he don't need us. He can sustain himself. His word is enough. His name's on it. You can count it done. God help me in this place. That's why when we back away from it and take our hands off it, hallelujah, we leave it to him. When we've been trying to do what we can to get that end result, then we leave it to God. When his name's on it, his reputation's on it, his word is on it, there ain't nobody, no devil, no president, no governor, nobody, no pastor, no denomination, no religious organization, hallelujah, no group that can sustain against what his name is upon.
Come on. Hallelujah.
He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and clad with zeal as a cloak. When he does it, he means business. He's got it on this morning. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That's why we stand in the Word. Hallelujah. When it's all done and God gets finished, hallelujah, for everybody from the west is going to fear the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun, his glory will be displayed and revealed. So don't worry, don't fear. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it's this that will lift up a standard of war and push back and impel the purpose of God and his word. So here's the thing. No matter what the enemy says or does, no matter how much society changes, no matter what direction the religious community goes, no matter what laws the government and politicians establish in these last days, no matter what level of persecution we face, every word of God will be fulfilled. I said every word of God will be fulfilled. It is written, it has been spoken. Every prophetic word of God will come to pass. Daniel said in chapter 11, verse 32, he said, those who act wickedly against the covenant, he will corrupt with his flatteries. But the people who know their God will stand firm and prevail. That's out of the complete Jewish Bible. Those that know God and his word shall stand and prevail. Oh, listen. Those who act wicked against the covenant, God will use the flatteries, amen, to bring them down. So all of this glory and all of the flattery and all of the things that is getting attached to all of these, amen, idols and these worldly leaders, God said, I'll use that flattery to bring them down. But those who stand with my word, those who know, amen, their God, shall stand firm and they will prevail. No negotiation.
Right.
Look at your neighbor, tell him that. No more negotiation.
No more negotiation.
Because none of his word will fall by the wayside.
Right.
I said none of his word will fall by the wayside. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The word of God is not user friendly. Why do we get so bent out of shape when the spirit of the world resists the prophetic word of God?
Right. Right. You're right.
It's not user friendly. It should not make the world comfortable, including politicians.
Right. Come on.
I said the word of God should not make the world comfortable when the world can come in to a supposed house unto God. And what is spoken and what is taught does not make them uncomfortable. It is not the full, complete, unadulterated, untouched word of God.
Right, come on.
When we as covenant can sit under the word and not get uncomfortable.
Right.
I've told you before, you know how many times I stand up, I squirm, I walk around when I'm preparing these messages, like, oh God. Oh, not that one. Oh. I cry, I pray, God forgive me. Mm-hmm. As I'm writing. No, something like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Might as well put a comma, draw a line, and put Jeff in there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. Girl, that's you.
Yeah.
That's why he said the word is a mirror.
Right.
And when we look in that mirror, that, who do we see?
Yep.
You.
Yep.
What reflects back is this word.
Right.
That tells us. That's why in him there is no shadow of turning.
Right.
You can cover it up with a beard and makeup and everything else. But the one that created you knows what's under there.
Uh-huh. Yes, he
does.
You can
tuck it back, suck it in, blow it out. Help us, Jesus. Make a permanent smile. Give yourself permanent, perfect eyebrows. Give yourself permanent, perfect eyelashes. The Creator knows what's under there. And you know who else does? Your adversary. He knows at the end of the day. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
I ain't saying nothing against none of that stuff. Hallelujah. But what I'm going to tell you is you can't change. You can change the outward as much as you want. But it's what's on the inside. That's why. Oh, somebody help me. You're not going to stand before God. Hallelujah. And be judged whether or not your wrinkles are gone, or your lips are flat, or things are hanging, or sagging, or looking, or booking, or left. You ain't going to be judged by that. You're going to be judged by the word that's in your heart. Come on, somebody, do you hear me? And I will tell you this. I believe in the world that the greater majority of that outward change is an expression of an inside. Amen. Disunity. An inside who tried. Without the word of God.
Right.
That's not my notes, but it is anyhow. Get me on the side and I can tell you how I really feel. I will say this, I don't understand how they can't look in the mirror and not see they look different.
Right.
Nearly unrecognizable some of them. And they paid somebody money to do and lots of it. Help me, Lord Jesus. The word is not user friendly. It shouldn't make the world comfortable.
Right.
Including politicians.
Right.
I don't care how spiritual they seem. Come on, somebody. When a prophetic word hits the atmosphere, it creates warfare.
Yeah, buddy.
I said, when a prophetic word hits the atmosphere, it creates warfare. You know why? Because it ends all interference. It ends all debates. It ends all circumstances and issues. It stops every enemy. It ends all insufficiency. It ends all confusion and all chaos. It silences principalities. It halts powers. It silences sickness and disease and frustration and fear. Because the power of the word is all sufficient. I said the power of the word is all sufficient. And ain't nothing can stay in the atmosphere. When a prophetic word is released, hallelujah, it will. Not maybe, not can, it will change the atmosphere. Oh, look at your neighbor now. Hallelujah, you spoke to him, you touched him, amen, you tapped him. Now push him a little bit, amen, and say, God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. I want every heart in here to leave this place knowing that God will do it, and he will do it through you. He will do it through you. It's going to be settled.
Yes.
Somebody,
hallelujah.
Give it praise. Yes. Look at Isaiah 43 and verse 13. yea, before the day was, I am he.
Aaron.
That's it. Before the day was, I am he. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I'm trying to settle it for some of you this morning. Come on, I'm trying to settle it. Beyond that negotiation process of he can do it, that he will do it, and he can go farther. If he will do it, he will do it through me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I will work,
right.
And who will let it?
Right.
Who will let it? Isaiah 43 and 13. Says this is a complete Jewish Bible. I like it just a little bit better. Since days began, I have been he.
Well, right. Again, said them all.
So before you ever came along with your opinion,
yeah.
And your process,
right.
And your laws, and your predictions, and all of the things, I was.
Right.
And I am.
Well,
no one can deliver from my hand.
Here's what I
like
now.
The King James says, I'll work and who shall let it? Translated in the complete Jewish Bible says, when I act, who can reverse it?
Right.
When I do it, who can change it? When I act upon it, when I fulfill it, who can reverse it? Ain't nobody, no devil, ain't nothing can reverse what God does. It's already been written. It's already been spoken. So it's alive. And when it comes to pass, nobody can reverse it. I don't care how many votes. I don't care how many opinions. I don't care how much we cry, how much we scream, how much we mope, how much we cope. I don't care. Nothing can reverse it. I can put a period right there and say, go home. Be free.
Amen.
But I'm not. Right foot in, you need to keep it in.
Right.
You put your left foot in, you need to keep it in.
Yes.
You might lose your balance and fall
right.
down, but that doesn't mean your left foot
right.
and your right foot are out. Come on, dear.
Come on.
You just get up and stay where yes. you were when you went down. And then you put your right hand
yes.
in and you keep it in. You put your left hand in and you keep it in. Whatever else you can put it in. Shake it all about. But at
yes.
the end of the day, he said, whatever will be shaken, whatever remains after the shaking, that
yes.
which will stand.
On.
All in. right, and it certainly don't feel right. And I look around and I see you doing it through other people, and the enemy will want you to negotiate, just stay put, compromise. But I come today to settle it, that if the word is settled and it's already established, God will do it.
Amen.
Put your hand on your heart. If you believe it and desire it, say I'm all in.
I'm all in.
You're saying a lot there.
Yes, sir.
You've been talked to, you've been touched, you've been tapped, you've been pushed. Be careful. You're liable to get shoved.
I know.
That's mess.
I know.
Ooh, hallelujah. You better hope your neighbor is in the right spirit.
Watch out, girls.
Your husband sitting next to your wives. You ain't. Don't think that's prophetic this morning. They'll get you to get home. Amen. Mary hurt us good like a mist.
Yes, yes.
It'll bring healing. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, do you hear me? Joy is a sign of revelation.
Yes.
Father, don't go there. Joy is a sign of revelation.
Yeah.
Power of his word is all sufficient. Whatever it costs, I'm all in. Remember Abraham? When God called him out of his own country. Abraham was not even a Jew by birth. He was not a blood Jew. He actually became the first Hebrew. You know what Hebrew means in the Hebrew? One who's crossed over. One who's crossed over. We could go to a lot of places there. How do you know you've crossed over from death unto life? Because you have life for the very. So Abraham, God told him to leave his country and to begin to sojourn. He said, I'm not going to tell you where you're going. But I'll let you know when you get there. Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you that Abraham never sojourned with his fingers crossed?
Right.
How many have ever done that when you went to somebody asking for something or wanting the favor, you know, when you were a kid?
Fingers crossed.
Abraham didn't walk around. Oh,
yeah.
I hope what I'm doing the right thing. I hope God knows where I'm going. Man, there's an awful lot of crazy people that I didn't know about out here. Ooh, look at all this chaos. Look at all this sin. I hope I get to where I'm going. He didn't sojourn with his fingers crossed. But he put his faith in a word. He trusted in God's prophetic word.
Amen.
It had not come to pass yet. Matter of fact, he died believing.
Right.
He died trusting.
Right.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. If I fight, let me fight in this army of the Lord. If I march, let me march in this army of the Lord. King Jesus is the captain in this army of the Lord. If I die, I'll live again in this army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in this army of the Lord. Huh? He trusted in God's prophetic word. He was fully persuaded that it would be accomplished regardless of his geographical location or what his family decided to do. I'm going to let you chew on that for about 15 seconds, and I'm going to say it again. Give you another mouthful. I'll let you chew on it again. when something's good, you take a, how many knows when you eat something's good, something you like, you don't even wait until the first bite's gone, you take another bite. I've seen people take some serious bites. Because it's so good. You don't even swallow it until you take another bite. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Huh? He was fully persuaded that God's prophetic word would be accomplished regardless of his geographical location or what his family decided to do. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
We're learning a new song that's got that in the bridge. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind, the cross before. I have decided to follow Jesus. If my mom don't go, don't have to hinder me. If my dad don't go, doesn't have to hinder me. If my spouse don't go, doesn't have to hinder me. If my children don't go, doesn't have to hinder me, because I've decided. I decided to follow Jesus. And so no matter what geographical location I find myself in, no matter what my family decides to do, I have been persuaded that God will accomplish the word that he has sent. It will not return unto him empty. It will not come back to him unfulfilled. We'll do it. Let's look at Numbers 23, verse 19. I told you I had a lot of scripture for you. You haven't done yet. God is not a man that he should lie.
Right. Right.
Man has to lie.
Right.
We said it on Thursday. Jesus became a lie without becoming a liar when he hung on the cross. Jesus became murder without becoming a murderer. When he was hanging on the cross, Jesus became adultery without becoming an adulterer. When he was hanging on the cross, he took the weight of the curse of sin for us. That's why I believe the earth had to quake and shake, because of the weight of the sin that was on him. So before I lie, he became that lie, so that when I did, I could find forgiveness. Come on, somebody. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. He hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He'll do it. God will do it. Now shut up, your neighbor. Be nice. And tell him God will do it. God will do it. Come on, I'll let you shove me instead of me shoving you. God will do it. Amen. You ain't got nothing. You got to get it all. God will do it. 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 He will do it. Do you hear me? We got to make up our mind that whatever the price is, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay in it, because he said, have he not spoken, and shall he not bring it to change his mind. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to finish.
It's okay.
Have you not spoken, and will you not make it good? Ooh. Now we're going to go into the New Testament for some of you that struggle with the old. Hebrews 6, verses 13 and 15. For when God made promise to Abraham, hear this. He didn't have anybody else to count on. There wasn't another before Abraham. Come on, that was going to declare and set the standard and set the stage that the God who created the universe was the father of all. He said, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
I don't need anybody else.
Right.
Are you understanding that?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
No matter how it turns out, God's got it.
Right.
He's going to do what's already been written.
Right.
Even if he has to reverse it and turn it and change it around suddenly and quickly and blow everybody's mind away, he will do it because you can. Oh, you ain't hearing me.
Amen.
Say, surely in blessing, I will bless you. So when God starts blessing, you and I are included. Get that through your thick skull. Get that through your stony heart that's covered with fear and bitterness and anxiety. Come on. Get that through your mind that's got all these strongholds that says, I believe he can, but I just don't think he wants to do it for me. I don't believe he wants to do it. I don't believe he will do it. And I don't believe he will do it through me. He might do it. He'll do it through shame, but I don't believe he'll do it through me. Get it? When he is blessing. Now, you've got to be right. You've got to be in covenant. You can't be living half-heartedly. That's another message. You can't be lukewarm. You've got to be all in. Are you with me? I'm talking to the people now that say, I got my mind made up. Oh, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me.
Amen.
When I'm blessing, I'll bless you. And when I'm multiplying, I will multiply you. God, help us. And so, after he had patiently endured, should be parentheses there.
Uh-huh.
And then here, Selah. Meditate on that. Meditate on that. After he had patiently endured, when he was in a place that he didn't make sense, when he was in a place that certainly this is not the land that God was talking about. Surely this isn't the land that flows with milk and honey. This isn't everything that God said. Surely this isn't the final picture. Surely this isn't the last of the chapters. Surely my story's not finished. Oh, come on, somebody. Do you hear? If I ain't dead, he ain't done. If I'm still breathing, he's still moving. If I'm still standing, he's still doing. Are you hearing me today?
Ain't right. Sometimes it just ain't right.
Yeah.
That don't mean that he ain't going to do it through you.
That's right.
And when he patiently endured, when he cried out to God to spare Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah because the city was wicked, even if God would not have been gracious, he still trusted. So he had patiently endured. Then he attained the promise. Not one promise of God will fail. About four of you, five or six coming up on it. So you know why you're afraid to clap? Because you believe he can do it. You're just not sure he will do it through you. I want you to leave this place settled, be able to say, yes, he will do it. He will do it. Not one of God's promises will fail. If it's mine, it's done. If it's written, it's mine. And if it's mine, it's done. All of the promises of God are yes and amen. Through who? Through Christ Jesus. And the last time I checked, he ain't ever going to die again. You with me?
Yeah.
I promise I'm bringing it to an end. Not one promise of God will fail, and everything must bow to the power of the prophetic word. I said everything must bow to the power of the prophetic word. Romans 4:20-21. Let's look at it. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Some of you, I see you, oh, hallelujah. Some of you had a bad morning and you're letting it affect you today. Come on. Shake yourself.
Right.
Well, you've not been shoved. You're about to be knocked down. That's the next step. Unless you stand up. And if you stand up and get shoved, you're going to stagger. But are you going to stagger at his promises? Come on, are you going to stagger and find yourself stable? Amen. He did not stagger at his promises. When you stagger, you're not real sure of where you're going. You're not real sure of your balance, of your position. Hallelujah. But I put one foot in front of the other. We said it already this year. Amen. When you put your next step out to go forward, that's breakthrough. That's a result that I ain't giving in. I got the victory. God will do it. No need to turn around and go back. You've done made that path. Go forward. There's a path forward.
Amen.
What he's promised, he's able to perform, no matter what challenges it.
Right.
The word will perform. No matter what challenges the word, it will perform. Tell you something. What's going to be done in America in these last moments of history will not be accomplished by a religious group or a denomination.
Right.
Amen.
All of these, our way or no way. Our thoughts are or no thoughts. Dress like us, look like us, sound like us, smell like us. But don't sin like us.
Right.
Well, help me, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
God's pulling off the clothes. God's pulling off all of the outward. God's doing some exposing. And this has been a year of some major exposure. And he hasn't finished yet. So I think when I go before him, I strip myself.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for God to do it for me. God, I do it unwillingly. Here I am.
Yeah.
This is what you get. Help me make it better.
Yeah.
Help me be better. Help me do right.
Help me
be more like you.
Right. Yes. Come on.
Help me look more like you. Help me love.
Yes.
Help me love like you.
Yes.
Help me, God. Right?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Help us, God. What's going to be done in America in these last moments of history are not going to be accomplished by religious group or denomination. But it's going to happen by the body of believers who hold to the standards of the prophetic word.
Amen.
He will do it. God will do it. See, we got to pray like we've already received what God says you have. There's another bite. Chew on it. Give you a few seconds, but I'm not going to let you swallow it yet. I said, you got to pray that like you've already received what God says you already have.
Right.
You want another bite?
Yeah.
Keep chewing. I said, you got to pray like you've already received what God says we already have. Because his promises will not fail. God will do it. Get ready to come to the new song. I told you I was on this. They probably weren't even prepared.
Maybe when they fight.
See? Lord, he's got to. All you who prophesy. Call me Lord, what it is. I hear you. I hear you. I love you anyhow. But forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That word settled is the Hebrew word not solved.
Say again.
Not solved. N-A-T-S-A-B. Not solved is the Hebrew word for settled.
called.
It means
like
to save.
Yeah.
It means appointed. It means fixed. It means a pillar.
Right.
Well, I like to say it like this. That's what's holding heaven up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
His word's what's holding everything in gravity.
Right.
It's his word.
Right.
Don't give me going sideways. It's his word that's holding everything up. And it's his word that will sustain us. It's his word that holds the stars. In the heavens. It's his word that keeps the sun and the moon and the dome of the sky. It's his word that balances everything. It's his word that holds us.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Because it's fixed, it's settled. In heaven.
Yeah.
And he said, when I send it from there in Isaiah 55:11, let's go back there again. He said, when I send it from heaven, when it comes from me, it shall not come back to me void, which means empty or
right.
vain.
Right.
So you never declare his word in vain. It will not come back to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it will prosper in the thing that I sent it to. That's why he said he sent his word, and it healed them.
About
the glory of Jesus. Get his back in this, help me, Lord. I'm probably at lunch today. I'll let you know. I'll share with you on Facebook. I'm probably going to get a couple sermons. Luann has a catalog, and Haley's got a catalog. Now, Haley goes to her catalog more frequently than my wife does. It's like, damn.
Yeah, I like it.
That's
a bad
boy. He said he sent his word and it healed them.
It doesn't seem so much like a bug.
I'm going to step out in faith here.
I've always thought that.
I want to talk to you that's spiritually minded right now at this moment. Can I tell you it's not your faith that heals? It's not your faith that heals. It's his word. And it's your faith in his word that brings it to pass. See, a lot of you love that backwards. That's why you struggle with seeing everything accomplished. That's why you struggle with feeling like God will do it through you, because you feel like your faith isn't sufficient enough. You feel like your faith isn't big enough. You feel like your faith isn't enough. When God already said, God wrote that just a mustard seed size will move a mountain. We'll let you speak to that mountain to be cast into the sea, and it'll go. Has any of you ever spoke to a mountain and watched it go into the sea? No. Most of us take a front loader. One at a time. One load at a time. Remember that says, see, you're not enough. See, what you do is not enough.
Right.
You don't need the qualifications.
Right.
When you don't have to spend all that time taking a load at a time, you have your faith in what God has already spoken, that you speak to that mountain and watch it be moved. Right. Right. Right.
That
preaches to myself. It's not your faith that brings anything to pass. It's your faith in what God has already spoken.
Right, come on.
That brings it to pass.
Amen.
Ain't a thing you can do to make yourself any better to receive the blessing and to obtain the promise outside of the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So it's fixed. It's a pillar. It's what holds it up. It's settled. It's stationed. It's appointed. And when God sends it, it'll do what he sends it to do. Now we're going to do altar call a little different this morning. If you're not saved in here, you're my focus. You're why I push. But I don't feel like pushing.
Right.
You're why I pray when I don't feel like praying.
Right.
You're why I preach when I don't want to preach. Come on. You're why I show up when I don't want to show up.
Right.
What? I mean, you don't always want to show up. You don't always want to preach. You don't always want to pray. Nope.
Right.
Sometimes my flesh is weak. But I know what happens when I don't do all of those things.
Right.
I've been there. I felt the effects of it.
Yeah.
A sinner. I don't want a sinner at his bones. But if you're here today, you're lost. You don't know Jesus. You cannot unequivocally say, in a matter of I'm gonna give you a little leeway. 5 seconds. That if I would die, take my last breath today, my spirit would go to be with the Lord. If you can't unequivocally say that in 5 seconds, you need to pray. That's how sure you should be of your salvation. That's how sure we can be of the covenant of God. So if you're here today, if you can't say that, gives you about 2 seconds to stutter. The other 3 seconds have to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not a long time. But that's how sure we can be of our relationship with God. If you're not that sure today, I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you to say yes to Jesus. To surrender your life to him. Don't just let him become Savior, but let him become Lord.
Right. Amen.
Be Lord of your life.
Amen.
So if you're not saved today, I want you to know. I want you to come first. Everybody say it across this place. If you don't stay with me, you're going to get shoved. You're going to get knocked over. So stay with me for just a few more minutes, please. We appreciate you. But if you're here today and you're lost, here's your time to come. You're not ready. I want you to come. All my intercessors praying. Remains. It never goes away. It remains. But here's what I want us to do. I want as many of you that will and can, that you have said, I'm all in. I'm all in. And I know a lot of you say that. Going through some stuff. I'm not discounting none of that today because I'm right there with you. The fog of war is in the atmosphere. I get it. I get it. It's there. I understand it. You can hardly see to take the next step in front of you, but you know you got to keep going. Come on. You got lights on and you're hoping that what's on the other side can see you coming, but you're just going by faith. Can't cross your fingers and say hope. You just gotta go by faith. Pray that the road hasn't changed. Pray that nothing comes in your way. Are you with me today?
Yeah.
The fog of war is in the atmosphere. But it's a prophetic word. When it hits the atmosphere, what's it do? It cancels. It begins to interfere with everything. But if you said I'm all in, I want as many of you to come, just to come and gather around the front.